When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Welcome to Ask Rana. With
Rana Glickman.
That's me.
And Brian.
Oh, Brian.
I'll say both
course.
Names, yeah. It's fine. Now it's both.
We'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, we got
we'll
this.
Get the hang of it.
Sure.
It's only our second episode.
You're right.
We're so delighted to be here. We can't wait.
Oh, this is a very spooky edition of Ask Rana.
It certainly is. And we just want to remind people who are listening at home, excuse me, we're not experts. We're just brilliant, insightful clairvoyants. We happen to be right most of the time. So take the advice or leave the advice. But whatever you do, don't come knocking on our door and tell us it didn't work out.
Well, first of all, you're not going to be in town.
That couldn't be more correct.
You don't stay in town for Halloween.
Halloween is this weekend. I always go to the Vineyard, which I love.
Sure.
Because I love all the weeks leading up
which
to
vineyard?
Halloween.
What Vineyard?
Brian, come on.
Martha's
Vineyard. You know.
I know.
Don't tease me.
Well, other people might not know.
Well, that's their problem, isn't it?
You
and I are having a conversation. Either they're in on what we're talking about or they aren't. They'll have to pick it up.
I know. I just keep feeling like there should be an audience here, but you're right.
And you want us to do this? We could get a couple of local children.
Like Prairie Home Companion. That's great.
Next time I'll knock on a few doors before you get here and maybe we'll bring your Uber driver in too.
That sounds great. I'd love it.
Yeah, but you know, I love the weeks leading up to Halloween. I love the look and the feel.
Yes.
But on the night, there's nothing I'm less interested in than handing a chocolate bar out to a filthy pot. That's how you get a cult. People talk about flu season. Halloween's what kicks it off.
You want to know
all those people fishing their filthy hands into the same candy ball?
Guess what's going around my niece's preschool? Hand, mouth, and foot disease.
That's very common.
Oh.
Very common.
It's not. I thought only
doesn't
cows
matter.
Got it.
It crosses all socioeconomic.
Isn't that wonderful? 2020.
That and kennel cough. When they all get the same cough and they can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's like a kennel.
Or pervy.
What?
Scurvy. No, parvo. Parvo.
What's that? Impetigo?
It's like baby cancer for dogs. It's like puppy.
What? you just toss that off?
It's like puppy death. It's like instant death if you're a puppy.
SIDS,
that's scary for Halloween.
SIDS,
go with parvo.
Is that the word you're like? Parvo is SIDS for dogs.
Parvo is SIDS for dogs. Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
This is a spooky week. So in any event, as you know, I love it all of the time leading up to Halloween, but Halloween night, I'm not interested in.
Too scary.
And I'm not interested in any of the mishigas. I also don't want to have to tell every kid their costume is cute because they aren't.
I have to be honest. I cannot imagine you opening a door to a trick-or-treater.
Don't want to do it. Absolutely won't do it. But I love the look and the feel leading up to it.
Yeah.
And as you say, we're in ground zero for Halloween.
It is, absolutely. Yes. Gorgeous. The leaves are turned.
Picturesque.
Yeah, it really is gorgeous.
And I love seasonal candy.
Sure.
I'm always interested to see what people are up to. The
like
different
a pumpkin
brands.
Fruit roll-up or...
No. I would hate that. It's funny. You know what? Let's get right into it because you brought up pumpkin.
A spice latte.
You brought up pumpkin and I didn't.
I sure did. I love a pumpkin spice latte.
So pumpkin has become an insane trend in the last, it really,
Also, I think it was this year. I wish I had looked it up, but Starbucks pumpkin latte started
in like August. Yeah, in the summer.
Everything has been dialed back a month.
Yeah.
Christmas will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
There is no question you'll walk into CVS on November 1st, and all of the Halloween candy will be gone, and the Christmas aisle will be...
It will have started.
...decorated and ready to go.
It will have started. And there will be one end of an aisle.
Yeah.
With... The Star of David.
The remnant. Oh, though I do give Hanukkah candy.
You with gelt?
Gelt, exactly. Yeah. But also sometimes you can get a cute chocolate menorah, something like that, which sometimes nice. I order from New York Mouth, which is a food delivery service.
Wow.
They do baskets and things, but there were all sort of local Brooklyn growers.
Oh.
And artisanal this.
Oh,
and
dude, you probably said Jordan one.
Maple,
love that.
Bacon, honey, that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
All that bullshit.
Well, you've brought and today about 1,000 different
I did.
Kinds of
candy. The first thing I brought is, of course, because we're in Boston, I had to get the seasonal Dunkin' Donuts. And I know people don't want to know this about you, but Brian is a donut lover.
In my darkest days, in my Winston Churchill nights, what happens is I order half a dozen donuts and eat them watching Judge Judy.
How long does it take for you to eat them?
Oh.
4 minutes?
Probably, yeah. It's definitely not a minute per donut.
You inhale them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inhale them. And then that night.
And do you feel loved at the end of it or not?
Well, I feel hot.
Oh, you start sweating?
Exactly.
Eat them so quickly as you break into a sweat.
Horribly after. And I made a mistake of telling you that.
And it's then, all I can see now.
It's all you can see.
Is that you're a big donut lover.
And you brought a dozen donuts. And one time I told you I liked old fashioned. And you brought 12 Halloween donuts, all decorated except one old fashioned.
You
which
love
I
an
assume
old fashioned donut. Yeah,
of course. I drink it with my seltzer.
Absolutely.
Delicious.
Yeah. And Yusong, who you were so kind to bring with you again this week.
Well, Yusong,
this guy never thought he'd spend so much time in New England. Yusong, our producer.
He's our producer.
As I said, I go, if I want a producer, I want my producer coming in from Hollywood to do my podcast in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
That we want the real deal.
We only want the best.
Well, we're only too happy to be racking up those blue points.
I couldn't get involved with the local talent here.
Why?
Because what am I, you know, then I'm in the supermarket, I'm in Shoebies,
sure.
Or I'm in Star Market or Whole Foods or wherever I am.
Yeah.
And that guy's talking to me while I'm in the, I'm trying to buy a cantaloupe and he
you
wants to talk about
business
the show.
And, yeah.
Absolutely not. Totally professional. I mean, it's hard enough for me as it is. But you know, it's funny, Marblehead is such a closed community.
It really, I mean, it's very difficult to get here, I'll be honest with you.
People stay very, I don't want to say provincial, but I will. I just said it. They keep to themselves, so they don't really understand that.
They
I have
certainly
a whole
do. Yeah,
other
I couldn't even
life.
Get directions here. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I have a whole other life, and so that's you're my LA people.
Well, it'd be nice if you could let some people in on your a whole other life, because when I walk here from the train, I get all kinds of looks.
Really?
Well, just sort of like, who is that man wearing shorts in November? Do you know what I mean?
And
just,
why are you wearing shorts? Well, first of all,
my legs need
October.
To breathe or whatever. October, yeah. I think that's part of the problem. I just think that they
are
think,
you a person that wears shorts in cold weather?
I try to.
Are you? Do you run hot?
I do run hot.
Yeah,
I do run.
Do
hot.
Do you sleep with a sheet or a? I assume you have a. You don't do a top sheet. You just do a duvet, and that way you can get a leg out to get a little cold air circulating if you need to. I just realized you must sleep in the nude.
Are you crazy? I'm a never nude. Are you out of your mind?
What do you mean never nude?
I mean, I'm never naked.
Why not?
Because, like, I just, who, no. I have too many mirrors. I'm not going to do that.
What are you sleeping?
Boxers and a t-shirt.
Boxers
no,
or boxer
I
briefs?
No, I sleep in boxers.
But you wear boxer briefs during the day.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
A boy's got to breathe. Oh, that's right. Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boxers or briefs. Boy, oh boy. Times have changed.
No one's ever loved that question
and,
more
and
than
And what
he
about
did.
Her? She'll, if they asked her.
They asked Hillary boxers or briefs?
No, they asked. It was an MTV town hall rock the vote.
Right. Where Ross
and
Pro
some
screamed
girl
at everybody.
Asked Clinton boxers or briefs.
Yeah.
A girl in the audience. These days, you can't get away with that.
And he was like, come
he
here
like,
with your blue dress.
Yeah.
And
he was like, well, why don't we talk about it after the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I.
Went back in the days when you could still have sex with the president. These days, that's not allowed anymore.
No.
Well, and who would want to?
Yeah, now.
Yeah, like I mean, having sex with
that's my favorite thing about
sandwich.
This president is he's never had sex with anyone else except Melania.
Anyone except Melania and Stormy.
Yeah, and...
And everybody else.
25
and
other people.
400 cocktail waitresses. Yeah, he has a type. He does. Melania's probably the only person he hasn't had sex with.
Speaking of orange.
It's Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah. So here's what I want to talk about is the trends that are driving me crazy. First of all, you mentioned pumpkin. Kit Kat. And I want to say some of these companies really, really pull out the stops in Halloween and others should be ashamed of themselves. The Snickers people should be ashamed of themselves. There I was in the aisle at CVS, of course, the only place anybody would go to buy Halloween candy. And also my extra bucks. You know how I'm obsessed with extra bucks.
You are obsessed. By the way, do you know where I went for Halloween
candy? I saved $93 yesterday. And I didn't buy a thing I didn't need, except for $100 worth of Halloween candy, because I won't be here on Halloween.
But you, so you actually bought $200 worth of Halloween candy.
Well,
with $93.
So that's right. I saved $107 on Halloween candy. But the as everyone knows, I do leave on Halloween night, and I put my full size candies out, and I go right to the Marblehead Police Department. I get a note. And they sign it for me. And it says, by order of the Marblehead Police Department, please take one. And I leave that right on my door. Perfectly. I've never had a problem. I've never been toilet papered. No one's ever thrown an egg at my house. Someone even wrote me a thank you note once. A beautiful handwritten thank you note from one of the trick-or-treaters. So cute. All the eyes were backwards.
Well, last year, I went to Smart and Final for my Halloween candy. And Annabelle's candy was having a sale. This is not a joke. And Annabelle's.
Who's Annabelle?
They make Big Hunk, Yabba Zabba.
No.
And Look.
Okay. Look. What's Look?
It's a chocolate Big Hunk. Do you know what a Big Hunk is?
I know what a chunk is.
Yeah.
Is a chunk and a hunk the same thing?
It's just nougat. It's just chocolate covered nougat.
So a Baby Ruth.
Yeah, but way worse.
Okay.
But it's an American company.
Would it break your tooth?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cute. It's like old fashioned packaging.
Okay.
But I only got like two trick-or-treaters anyway. Derek had just left me. It was a whole thing. But anyway, so let's get into this.
That was only a year ago?
Yeah.
Derek left?
No, he left
2 years ago.
It was the first Halloween by myself, which was our Valentine's Day, really.
Did you used to go out on Halloween?
Well, I would dress as grapes and he would.
Every time?
Oh, yeah.
Fruit of the Loom grapes? Exactly. Would you put underwear on over it or not? Would you wear purple tights?
We would go as different Fruit of the Loom characters. So
did you really?
He would be a banana. I would be grapes. Yeah.
You were always grapes.
And then we would say, we're a couple of fruits, babe. You know what I mean? Okay. And we would ask to be gay bashed.
So, you know what, though? I have to say, I deeply respect a person who doesn't do a sexy Halloween.
Oh, gross.
I hate sexy Halloween.
That's only for kids.
No, it's for people with no imagination is who it's for. Truly.
Yeah, you're right.
It's for people who have no imagination and just chopping their wings.
It's for the people who go on a romantic date with their husband or wife once a year, and it's on February 14th.
Yes, or people that jog together, which I'll never understand.
There are two people at my gym who hold hands on treadmills next to each other. It's a lesbian couple. They're probably like 22.
Well, if nothing else, they should know that's terrible for their skeleton. For you, when you walk, you want to move your arms at the same time. If you don't, your body starts to compensate. And I bet they both have a crick in their neck on the opposite side since they're holding hands in the middle.
Well, maybe you can come to Gold's Gym with me and tell them.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Okay. In any event, as we acknowledge, pumpkin has now started coming out a month early.
Sure.
Which is absolute nonsense. This drove me crazy. M&M did a white pumpkin pie. First of all, it sounds disgusting, but look how horrified the pumpkin himself is on the package.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. You know that
a pumpkin lover? You should probably try that.
I love a pumpkin, and you know that I love white chocolate.
Oh.
Or I should tell you I love white chocolate. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So
I said this looks disgusting, and this is your dream candy.
And it's the tan, which I love.
Yeah, well, tan. That's interesting. They brought tan back.
Yeah.
Because they had outlawed tan. Let me know how that is.
It's not good.
Trying it with his eyes closed.
Well, so that way it turns on that sense.
The question is the quality of the... Oh, is that true or is that just something you do?
Well, why do you think... you know how when you're getting lost somewhere in your car, you turn down the radio? That's because you need your other senses.
Oh, you need
senses.
To focus in.
That's it.
Oh.
Did you ever see Kevin Costner at the end of The Bodyguard when he has to close his eyes to shoot that man? It's disgusting.
It wasn't too disgusting for you to try two of them.
Because the white chocolate comes through over the pumpkin pie, and I wish it were reversed.
Is the pumpkin in the middle, or is the white chocolate in the middle?
The white chocolate's much more pungent.
But what's in the middle of the...
Well, now I'm not...
If you were to bite into it, which way have they set it up? Seems to me the problem is they wanted the coated candy shell, so they put the white chocolate in the middle.
You know what I love, Ronna? You even have a critique of when I'm eating an M&M.
I've got an opinion on everything. White chocolate's in the middle. That's the issue. It should have been like a Reese's Pieces. It should.
Are you going to try one?
No. It should have been pumpkin nonsense in the middle, and white chocolate layer outside of that, and then a cottage candy shell.
You want me to open this?
What does it say?
Kit Kat pumpkin pie.
Yep. I want you to try that okay. now. All right, I'll try one because you're asking me, Joe.
You're not going to like it.
Well, there's nothing pumpkin about it. What they did was they made the shell pumpkin flavored.
Right, exactly.
Nobody asked for that. That's a white chocolate piece.
This is god awful.
Really?
Oh my god, it's terrible.
You can tell from the color.
It doesn't even taste like pumpkin. This is really, really terrible. This Kit Kat pumpkin. It tastes like white chocolate.
Another
one. Like a worse white chocolate.
So what we're learning
Ew,
is...
Oh, it's awful.
So what we're learning is the pumpkin trend hasn't been long enough for them to perfect...
How has Kit Kat not
for them
perfected...
to perfect pumpkin?
How have they not perfected Kit Kat pumpkin pie?
Well, it's the first year they're offering it, I think.
Well, that's crazy. What do you think?
Oh,
it's awful. Oh, yeah.
Oh, swill.
Yusong, you can take these
home. Horrible. Yusong, you have room for that in your carry-on? Then... We'll try this later. It's interesting, though. It's making me question your love of pumpkin because it is pumpkin-y.
Yeah, but it's too, I don't know, it's too fit. Like, I
too
love
phony.
A pumpkin spice latte, and I love a pumpkin pie.
You like pumpkin pie. You like the real true pumpkin. You like canned pumpkin.
Yes. Yep. So does Ina Garten.
She certainly does.
Yeah.
And it's a great substitute if you're cooking, making brownies or cakes. You can use canned pumpkin, and it makes it a much lower calorie option.
And whether or not your dog has diarrhea or is constipated, you give it pumpkin.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If your dog has diarrhea, give it pumpkin. And if your dog is constipated, give it pumpkin. Nothing says we're
it's a wonder food.
It's a wonder food.
Yeah.
It gets your machine clean.
We'll try these later, but Pop Tarts is doing a frosted pumpkin pie edition.
See, that's promising.
And I bet they're delicious.
It's
we'll
be
try
warm.
Them with our guest.
It's going to be warm.
Paul F.
Do you mind if I take all these home?
I would love it because okay. I don't have any space for these.
Because I don't know. I'm hosting a date this weekend and I need something to eat. I mean, I need something to cook. I'm just probably just going to put this out before I have sex.
There won't even be a pizza? Someone comes to your house.
I'm on a carb free.
They can't.
I'm doing carb free.
Oh, you're just doing
low carb.
Only sugar.
High sugar, low carb.
High sugar. All right. Should we get into some advice?
Yes.
How excited are we about this? This is our inaugural guest.
That's right. This is, when we said we're having guests, who did we say at the very same time?
Paul
Julia
F.
Roberts.
Roberts.
Paul F.
Judge John Roberts is who we said.
That's who we said.
From the Supreme Court.
We
knew we couldn't get him.
The Chief Justice himself of comedy.
Oh, there we go.
Paul F. Tompkins.
I rock and I rule.
You brought your own headphones.
I did, yeah.
That's a piece of advice people could take away. When you're doing this enough,
yeah, which
bring
I am.
Your own headphones.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's you're putting this over an opening in your head.
Yeah. What do you need to get everyone
you're
else's
right.
yeah. lice for?
Yeah, I have my own lice, thank you
yeah.
very much.
I don't need yours.
I have my own life and my own lice.
Forgive you for reading. I've never been more delighted. Paul F. came in, and the first thing he did was, which is what I was hoping for, helped himself to a Scream egg.
There's so much Halloween candy on this table.
It really is outrageous.
And I don't think I've ever had the Scream egg.
I don't think they ever did it till this year.
No, really?
They did a Scream. They did a Scream egg.
Can I say for clarity, they're spelling it S-C-R-E-M-E.
So it's a Scream egg.
It's Scream.
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 It's a Scream egg. But that's how they spell their cream egg normally. So it's a Scream egg.
Exactly.
And then instead of the mini egg, they did something which they really could perfect next year, but it's a harvest ball.
This is
Who's your date?
You know, Paul, harvest ball.
Paul, who's your date to the harvest ball this year?
Well, I'm going to ask Becky Ann, but I don't know if she's going to say yes.
Paul.
Here's what I love about Cadbury chocolate products, and I will eat a cream egg once a year. Now twice, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I spent all year thinking about how I'm not going to eat all the mini eggs.
Yeah.
Now they're giving them to me in another season.
The cream eggs and the mini eggs do the same thing to me where they make me sweat.
On your T-zone?
No,
to take his glasses
on my cheeks, like under, right under where, like the top of my cheeks.
This so
I,
sweet,
I
you
sweat
break into
right
sweat.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
you should do the next time you're in, I don't know, like a Soul Survivor movie.
The next time.
The next time you're in one and you have to cry on cue. Mm-hmm. Eat a bunch of those eggs.
Eat a bag of mini eggs.
Oh, just eat as many as you can.
I would weep.
Well, Paul, not only did we have you here to have an adult candy party, but we also brought you here because...
Well, though I do have... I do have the pumpkin pie Pop-Tart for Brian to try. But yeah. But why did we really bring him here, Brian?
We brought him here because Paul is a necessary voice in the comedy community and in American politics and humorism. Paul, we brought you here because we want you to help us answer some advice questions. We've been inundated.
The podcast is called Ask Rana.
Sure.
And
what other name could it have?
Sorry. With Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask Rana with Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian's here too. Well, you know.
I just saw
today. And he's giving his advice.
I just saw today that someone posted that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees will include Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Featuring.
Yeah.
She won't be
inducted. She's a featured inductee.
She won't be inducted, but she'll be featured.
I don't know if this person just copied and pasted something, but it's one person's being inducted featuring another person.
Wow. That's humiliating.
What a slap.
Okay. Oh, so does everyone remember Rufus from that song?
I have no idea who Rufus is.
You remember Chaka Khan?
Yeah. Let me
Rufus is the one saying Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, let me rock you. Let me rock you.
Exactly.
That's all I want to do. I want to love you. I want to hug you. I want to feel for you.
He's low status in the song. Chaka Khan is high status.
Yeah.
God, I really feel like I'm intruding on a private moment here. The Chaka Khan talk is just out of the loop.
The show is called Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
Featuring Chaka Khan.
And it gives our audience a chance to get advice from...
Smart people.
Smart people who have wonderful opinions and absolutely no legal obligations.
That's right. And I love giving advice.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Well, then we're in.
Dear Rana, Brian, and Paul...
Well, they didn't know they were writing the Paul.
Yeah. I've recently moved across the country from a suburb of Boston to a suburb of LA. Mm. The move has been hard on me. I'm 49 and currently looking for a job.
Gross.
Mm. I'm in what many people feel is an ideal position, living near the beach and having a moment to be able to really seek a career I love. I previously worked for Harvard, and more recently as an assistant in my local high school. I have no direction. I don't know how to find something great to do. I don't feel like I'm living up to my potential and as though I'm getting too old. How do I find my passion? Much love, Christy.
Mm. Let's start with a hard one.
Okay? Yeah.
This is heavy.
Yeah.
Chrissy's having a moment.
Yeah.
Well, she's 49. Some people would call it a midlife crisis.
We don't know enough about.
What's the first thing that jumps out at you? What does your instinct tell you about this?
My instinct tells me there is something that Christy wants to do, but will not admit that.
Do you want to know what Oprah says for real?
Always.
Okay. Oh, sure. Bring her into this.
Well, I will. But she always says that most people are literally cannot say out loud what they actually want to do.
I think that's true. I think that's true. I agree with that.
So maybe, yeah, she should start by saying it out loud.
Yeah.
I want to be in a band.
Yes. But when she says it, I would like to be there to hear it because I'd like to be there to tell her whether she should say it again.
Sure.
I think what you're saying is dead on, which is for a long time she has known what she wanted, but she was afraid to say it out loud. Now she's 49. She is, if she's lucky, halfway through the race.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say if she's lucky. I don't know if I want to live to be 100.
Yeah, it's a long
time. I mean, you hit 88 and you think, I think we've done everything we can do here.
I don't know. I like
you're
to
interested in 100?
Yeah.
Well, you say because, that now, but wait till your hips give out.
Well, because I think that...
I'm a little older than you, Paul, so sure, I have a different perspective.
Of course. Yeah, but I think that we're living longer now than we used to. And I think that we are... If you look at someone of your age today, you look terrific, right?
I always look great.
Of course you
at
do.
At any age.
Of course you do. Yeah, but you take my point. A few generations ago, someone your same age, you would say, oh, this person has one foot in the grave.
Yes, though I do personally think all of this new anti-aging medicine and all of that really is going to benefit the people that are sort of teenagers and in their 20s now, and that will give them the longevity. Whereas people
in 50 years, everyone will look 30.
Yeah.
Everyone.
But the people that are 50 now, it's more likely that they'll just be propped up a little longer.
My question for Christy.
But really, we need to get to the heart of what Christy.
I want to know why she moved from suburb to suburb. It seems to me if you're directionless, you would want to be in the action.
Well, I'm a little worried she wants to be an actress or something. Why she moved to California.
That was my thought, too, is that there's plenty of places by the water, you know, if you want to live by the water.
Marblehead, for instance.
There's one right there.
Right near Boston.
Even if you want to deal with a more temperate climate year-round,
Florida.
There's other places you can go. You can go to Charleston,
place.
You know what I mean?
Well, Charleston's wonderful.
It is, isn't it?
I do love it. Will, you spend a lot of time
in
Charleston.
I do, you know, because of my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She lives there.
You've been there much,
from Sullivan.
Charleston?
Island.
I've never been. No, I have.
Can we just pause for a moment?
Sorry, You Song's our producer, and
we brought him here all the way from Los Angeles. Yeah. And he hits a space bar.
I know.
While we're recording.
Yeah. I'll talk to him later.
Maybe I will talk. Well, maybe I will talk to the guy at the local high school.
No, don't. You Song has never made a mistake up until this point, and I'm sure he's sweating.
Hashtag You Song did nothing.
Paul, it was lovely of you to come to Marblehead, by the way.
I love it. This is, I think, my second or third time here.
All we had to do was ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're becoming
anything.
Like a local. You and Adam Sandler spotted in, you know, Marblehead again.
I got recognized when I went to the, what is that supermarket?
Shoebies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got recognized there.
In the deli section?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you say to a 49-year-old wannabe actress, if that's the case? And I think you might be right.
It could be something else creative, you know, I have a feeling it definitely is related to the entertainment industry.
I think we're getting a little too specific here. I think the first thing that Christy needs to do is be honest with herself about what she wants from her life and what the second half of this journey looks like. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she's already dipped her toe in with the move. Mm-hmm. She wants to live in a place where people are doing things that are different, that there's a different aesthetic than where she was previously living her life. And that's the first step, and she should be very proud of that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It does seem like she's very hard on herself. And, you know, I hate to say it, but Maya Angelou said the same thing, which is you have to be able to pay your bills. So whatever the job is that she's doing now, it may not be the dream of her life, but she needs to be able to take care of herself, and she needs to be realistic. I think it's wonderful to indulge whatever this thing is she wants to do, whether it's equine therapy or being an actor or being a yoga teacher or whatever. There's something that California has evoked in her that she's drawn to.
A goat yogi, perhaps.
Sure.
That's become a little saturated.
Yeah. Two words. Grandma Moses.
Right?
She didn't start painting till she was 80. It is never too late to find your passion.
Three more words for you. Cynthia Dupree Sweeney.
That's right.
This is a friend of Paul and myself. And Brian, I know that I've brought you out to coffee or tea with her once or twice.
Yes.
The author of a fabulous book, The Nest, which I don't think came out until she was in her 50s. She went back to Bennington.
New York Times bestseller.
New York Times bestseller. Amazon, this bestseller, that bestseller. I mean, the book was a huge sensation. We'll have her on at some point. She loves Marblehead. But she didn't go. She went back to Bennington when I think she was either in her 50s or her very late 40s. Mm-hmm. And that was her first project. And you know, we've said it before. If you can dream it, you can do it. But you have to take yourself, care of yourself on the journey.
Can I say that journey started at my wedding?
Is that right?
Yes, because she spoke. We were married in the
Wait
home
a
of a family friend.
Sure.
And this is
it
a woman.
It was stunning.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be officiating, so I said I would come.
I didn't want to
bring this up when Charleston came up.
We didn't want you to have to work.
And
we
speaking
wanted you to have
of donuts,
fun.
They gave you a hot Krispy Kreme donut
with
on
a shot
the
of milk.
Ooh, that's a great. Yeah,
then
at the reception?
You thought the night was over. No, you thought the night was over. You're going to get in your car, and a hot donut was waiting. It was absolutely exquisite.
Delicious.
So at that wedding,
the
person who lived there in that house, that lovely house.
Yes, of course. What a situation. What a gorgeous
Susan
location.
Romaine,
yeah.
She was somebody who late in life decided to take up painting and now makes her living as an artist.
Wow.
Yeah.
She makes gorgeous.
Is it all self-portraits?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Dog portraits. She
it's
does
all dogs.
It's all dog portraits.
And no, they don't just all play poker. They play a lot of card games.
I love that.
They pay whatever you put in the email.
Dogs yeah. playing.
Occasionally, there's a fox dealing the cards,
right. Yeah. Hoping no one discovers he's really a fox.
Well, that's they right. are of the canid family.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, but I she think Christy spoke, knows but, what she wants to do. Sorry.
Yeah. So Cynthia was having a conversation with Susan, who's exactly the type of person who would say, "Do whatever you want. You can start anytime you want. You can yeah. do whatever. If you have a thing that you want to do it, you know."
Yeah.
And it was after that that she went to Bennington.
But you gotta
I did
admit
not know
it first.
That. Yeah. I didn't know that was the timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
That is because that is when I first met Cynthia Sweeney. Mm-hmm. Was at your wedding.
And she ended up being, we didn't really know her that well. She ended up being a guest of someone else whose date or spouse couldn't come. And so she came with our other friend.
Oh,
and
is that, how that happened?
That was well, the beginning I didn't know of our you well friendship. At all. I could have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at it that way, if you're inviting strangers at that point, I mean, I could have been on that list.
Brian, you were the most recent friend invited to my 50th birthday last year.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I had the best time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a gorgeous party.
It was Thank a gorgeous party.
Thank you.
Everyone looked like a ghost at Thank that
you.
Party.
I appreciate
it. It was very shining. It was very the shining.
Yes.
Well, you came to Marble and I came to Los Angeles.
This is what we do for
This
each other.
Is what we're doing, Paul. We're on that kind of a circuit.
We've
should
got
we
a,
get to our next
well,
question?
Well, we've got a phone call.
Oh, fabulous.
Someone's calling in.
So shall we take a call, Brian?
Let's take a call.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Dia, how are you?
I'm good.
You
how
are
you?
On the line with Ronna Glickman, Brian Safi, and Paul F. Tompkins. Ever heard of him? He
oh
plays Mr. Peanut Butter on
BoJack.
On BoJack, which is coming into its last season at the moment, as
oh,
I understand.
I am
Don't worry,
so
the checks keep coming.
Where are you calling from?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah,
can you hear us?
Great.
Okay, great. I'm calling from New York City, from Brooklyn to be specific.
So an outer borough.
Yes, an outer borough.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice borough.
What's your question?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, currently I'll give a little backstory. I'm 30 years old. I'm single. I've been working in the TV and film industry for about 8 years, and it's given me a lot of great things. I've gotten to meet a lot of great people, work with a lot of great actors, work at amazing locations all over New York, but it's currently taking a physical toll on my body. Of course, I believe you guys know, some of you have worked in TV and film. The hours can go up to 18 hours a day, and it just leaves me with no time for life on the weekend.
You're sick
of
it.
Sort of. I just can't. It's just when I turned 30, everything got a little bit harder. So I'm trying to figure out if I should just be thankful that the jobs are flowing in New York and there's so many new shows filming, or if I should take a break.
Are you
think of something else?
Are you interested? I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Are you interested in the entertainment business? I have two questions before you answer. One is, are you interested in the entertainment business in general? Do you enjoy being in the entertainment business, or was it something that you sort of enjoyed and now you're more open to other things? And my second part to that question is, is there another thing, which actually sort of relates to the question we were just answering, is there a sort of secret profession that you harbor a desire for but sort of don't want to say it out loud or admit to yourself that you've got your eye on it?
Okay, so the first part of that question, I've been obsessed with the TV and film industry for as far as I can remember. Before I moved to New York, I interned, then I PA'd, and then I got into a union, so I feel like I moved to New York. I did what I wanted to accomplish, and I made a lot of money doing it.
Okay.
And now it's at a point where I'm like, I have all the stuff that I wanted, but it doesn't. My body can't really do it anymore.
Okay. Are you a set decorator or something like that?
I'm a wardrobe person.
Okay, wardrobe. Okay, go on.
Yeah,
it's a lot of hauling.
I'm a professional schlepper.
Yeah. Well, it's also a lot of working on the back of a truck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And what,
second question. I don't really have that. I guess that's the question. I don't really have a plan B. This is really my plan for the rest of my life, which is to join a union and just do this.
Do you have a fantasy?
It involves you.
Well, every year for my birthday, I hand make flyers and mail them out to people, and I really enjoy doing that.
You mean you like making stationery?
Basically in calligraphy and handwriting things, and maybe it's graphic design, but by hand. Okay. Oh. I don't know if that still exists anymore.
Okay. Well, you can make us a poster for a new show, and we'll let you know if you're any good at it. How's that sound?
That's
okay.
True. Yeah.
Will
Paul,
do.
Paul, you want one too?
Sure, absolutely.
You want
absolutely.
A flyer?
I want a handmade flyer.
Want a handmade flyer?
Yeah.
You can print it off and make more copies. You just have to make each of them.
Sounds like you enjoy the creative part, but you don't enjoy the lugging part.
The schlepping.
Yeah, the physical activity that I did not know that I was signing up for.
This feels like a two-step process to me. It seems like your immediate concern at the moment is your physical and mental health. And that we're coming into the holidays, so luckily, you know, you'll do whatever jobs you have through the holidays. And then there's usually a break in production at that time. And you'll be able to get a little rest and go to the gym or do whatever you do. But it seems like the first thing you need to do is figure out a plan for the next 6 months where you can make enough money but not work these kind of hours. Whether it's picking the right jobs or taking a part-time job doing something you're not dying to do and, you know, or opening an Etsy shop for your stationery in the meantime. And I think you need to figure out, your first plan is how do I give my body and my mind a break while still making my monthly nut? And then I think once you have...
I hate that expression.
I hate it. What are you doing? Making my monthly nut?
I just got to cover my nut.
Well, okay. I guess that's a male
go
response.
To the puppet
of,
show.
We've got a couple of big bald squirrels here that didn't like my expression.
I wasn't going to say anything, and then Brian said something.
Making my monthly nut.
I'll be honest with you. When I said it, I was sorry I said it.
Honestly, that is like the...
I'm appalled myself. I'm appalled myself. It must have been the Pop-Tart talking.
That is true.
In any event, the first thing you need to do is figure out a way to step back but still make your budget. Okay. That's
okay.
A. And then once you're feeling a little bit more stable and a little bit more relaxed and you can breathe a little better, you need to be figuring out where you can put your energy to find a job that is not only financially rewarding, but is also creatively rewarding and inspiring.
Save your nut as long as possible.
That nut is not going to make itself.
But I will say this. Also, can you? Is there something great you can plan for yourself over the holidays? Can you take yourself on a
self-care.
Really great trip? Exactly. Like really do something... To take care of
don't
yourself.
Don't spend too much money.
Don't spend too much money. But
something where you can really disconnect.
Yeah, yeah really yeah. Disconnect yes. And do something really, really nice just for yourself.
And try to tune into what
you
want.
To. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea, Brian.
All right.
Even if it's getting into nature for a little while.
Mm-hmm. And will you go to askgron@gmail.com and scan one of the things that you've drawn just so we can see it?
Yes, sure.
Well, make us an Ask Rona flyer so that we can put it up on Instagram. Maybe somebody else wants a flyer and they'll pay for it.
There we go.
Okay, I appreciate that.
But
that
keep us
like
posted.
Good...
It does sound like the most immediate issue is that you're feeling very overwhelmed and that you're looking for a way out of
this. And that you're not
taking
care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it's very hard to take care of yourself, of course, when you're working these kind of out. Paul, when you are working back, I mean, you are a person who is...
Worked with puppets.
And... First of all, you've worked with puppets.
Yes.
Second of all, you've worked with drawings. Third of all...
That's true. Paul is really the expert on this.
Anything inanimate, you've worked
That's
with.
That's right, yeah.
You've been working with this pumpkin since you got here.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm not done either.
But my question to you is, as a person, you are one of the most self-starting people I know. So you put a great deal of pressure on yourself to build your own business, obviously, in addition to the millions of things that people put you in.
Yeah.
How do you take care of yourself in the in-between and make sure that you're in the right shape to do these sorts of things?
You really have to, the lesson that I learned the hard way,
yeah.
Absolutely. The lesson I learned the hard way is that you have to absolutely force yourself to do things like that.
Yes.
You have to force yourself to take time off. You have to, as much as you can, not feel guilty about doing something like playing a video game or something, because a lot of times I'll be doing something mindless, fun, watching TV or whatever, and I think, oh, I have all these things to do, and it's not, you're just not supposed to be that way. Like, you're allowed, everyone is entitled to have a couple hours to just like not be thinking, especially if you get home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed to unplug for a little bit, do whatever you want, to just not be thinking about all the things that you have to do and be okay with it. If you can take a trip every once in a while, absolutely do it.
But there are small ways in your day to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
And I know, for instance, Brian has been not going out as much at night.
At night, I don't go out anymore.
In order to cool off.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got to do it. Also,
and you're only 30. Imagine if you had started taking care of yourself like that when you were 30 years old.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're very lucky that you're actually, as overwhelmed as you feel right now, you're very lucky that you're having this moment now.
Yeah, it's good to be thinking
about this.
Because
you can get on the right track to really taking care of yourself and also being kind to yourself, which is always the most important thing because no one else is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, in small ways, be kind to yourself. And maybe that means sleeping in. Maybe it means skipping a dinner. Maybe it means taking a walk. Well, it means playing a video game. Whatever the case. I mean, I'm not crazy about that, but that's his wife's problem. In any event, we want to see you taking a little better care of yourself, collecting yourself, and letting us know what you come up with. In the meantime, we'd love to see you at.
Yeah, and don't get a cat and don't day drink.
Oh, I don't agree with that. Okay, great. Don't get the cat, but... Definitely take yourself out for a margarita.
Can I recommend this is a very simple thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's Johnny enormously
Walker
helpful.
Black. No. What?
Please. If you can take 20 minutes to just like be still. Just be still.
Or meditate.
Don't think about anything. Yeah. Don't let your mind wander or whatever. But just say for 20 minutes, I'm just going to like either sit in a chair or lie on my bed or whatever and just be still. It really is like within a couple minutes, you start to feel calmer and more sane.
And it's so silly, but breathing is everything.
Yeah,
breathing really is everything.
Yeah. And read. Read before you go to bed.
I feel like getting stressed out because this call's going so long.
Okay. Yeah, she's got to get back to work.
I do have to go back to set, but I appreciate all of the advice, and I will start with the 20 minutes sitting calmly.
Thank you so much. Bye. Oh, man.
We better take a break.
Yeah.
Are we recording? Spooky.
Spooky.
We're back with another spooky question.
These are all Halloween themes.
So scary.
Well, actually, this is a terrific question to do while we have Paul here, because Paul is a consummate entertainer. Truly.
Sure.
We were just talking about your fabulous wedding and that you knew just the right touch.
You invited people you didn't know. Yeah.
Just the
a
right,
lot of people.
Just the right note to leave people on.
Yeah.
Hi, Rana. What is your go-to batch cocktail for a party? Hope you've been well. I enjoy hearing your voice. Yours, Philip Green. Philip Basil Green is who this is. He's from Philadelphia.
Ooh, that's a good name.
You know his full name? You know this gentleman?
I do. He's a regular.
He's solving murder somewhere.
His name's... I know Basil's a terrific name, isn't it?
BBG.
He's based in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm, my hometown.
Yeah.
Oh,
where you're
right.
from mm-hmm. and where Brian has recently been spending quite a bit of time. And you want to hear another connection.
I do.
I have my books on my coffee table, which, of course, you've seen.
Yes.
Because it's Halloween. And what's on my coffee table this week because it's Halloween? Of course, Alexander McQueen's Savage Beauty, the show they did at the Met, which was fabulous. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it's the coffee table book from the Muda Museum Medical Oddities.
Dear to my, I have a copy myself.
It's fabulous.
Paul Very recommended that museum to me before the last time I went. And
one
I had
of
the best
my
time.
Favorite places to go.
It's great. It's haunting.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Medical Oddities.
Did you see the jar of epileptic brains?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. And...
It is an amazing place.
It really is.
For people, will you explain what it is very briefly so people know?
It is a museum of medical oddities.
Yeah.
And they have things like a plaster mold of an extremely enlarged colon.
Yeah.
They also have, this was the most frightening thing to me, there's some disorder where people's muscles turn into bone. Mm-hmm. So they had a skeleton that was pretty much only bone. There was no spaces.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It just calcifies.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't get that at Body Worlds.
No.
You sure don't.
Boy, there's just plenty of bodies, huh?
They've got
that everywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what would you do? I know what I was doing over the summer. I'm curious what you would do.
I'm not a big cocktail person. My wife is more of a cocktail person than I am. I tend to be a single ingredient drinker.
So, but if Miss Janie was having a party, what would she, has she been known to do a batch? Because it is a, I'll say this, it's a terrific idea to do a batch cocktail if you can manage it.
We were just talking about this recently.
It's a signature cocktail.
Yeah.
Really should be directly related. If you were Brian, you'd do some sort of a pumpkin spice something, because that's what he would use, real pumpkin. Don't worry. Wouldn't be any of this pumpkin that they put in the Kit Kat or put in the M&Ms. It isn't real pumpkin.
There would be no Kit Kats in my drink. That is true.
Not even as a garnish?
Not even as a garnish.
I think you're missing something here.
Well, now that he's tried the Kit Kat, he wouldn't serve it.
I would never.
If it was delicious, he would serve it. But he might put a white chocolate swizzle stick.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a pumpkin Kit Kat?
Oh, it's right here, Paul. Where have you been?
Couldn't think of anything worse.
Where have you been? Yusung put them in his purse to take home. Where'd they go? There they are. I told you he put it on.
Oh, single serving size?
Well, we're paying Yusung in Halloween candy this week.
The packaging is great, though, you got to admit.
Very cute.
Yes. It's a little jelly.
Paul, you know what you're going to love? Look at this. No one's done this before. Can't believe it. Glow-in-the-dark wrappers on the Reese's and the Kit Kat. So here's what I did over the summer.
Oh,
Horrible. No,
like,
you can't.
Truly awful. Not, I know.
And then think about how fabulous the Pop-Tart is compared to that.
Yeah.
So over the summer, people know I like to make my Jordan Mash blueberry muffins. Mm-hmm. But what happens is when you buy that many blueberries, mm-hmm. and in particular, I was making them while I was on the vineyard.
How many do you have to, like, roughly?
How many?
I always forget in that recipe. How many is it?
It's 2.5 cups. Right. So that ends up being about 3 of those little mini bushels.
Okay.
A pint is what they really are. Right. 3 pints. And I like to be generous with the blueberries, so I do about 3 cups.
No one likes a blueberry Scrooge.
Nobody does. But here's the situation with blueberries. When they're fresh, they're incredible. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you make a blueberry muffin, it's smart to freeze the blueberries, because then they maintain their form.
Mm.
When you make the batter, mm-hmm. they maintain their form.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Ever since you said monthly nut, batter, blueberries, everything is truly revolting.
I'm so glad I'm disgusting you, Brian. You don't have to come back.
It's my problem.
Week
I actually can't believe I said that.
Ask Ronna with Ronna and Paul.
No.
With Ronna and Paul.
I'll be back.
Paul, can you be here next week?
My stomach was turning a little with blueberries batter.
You're never going to be able to listen to me the same way.
No, I will. I will.
No, you're not going. You can't.
No, she's forbidding you.
Dear Ronna, I am doing a new podcast with a friend.
Tell us about
a couple of words, and now I can't get them out of my head.
No, tell us about
do I continue doing the show?
No, tell us about the Jordan
Mosh.
So,
in any event, what I had a lot of extra blueberries. So what I...
Brian,
I'm sorry.
So what I did was I froze them, thinking in the winter if I want to make some muffins, they won't be quite as good as the super fresh blueberries that I got from the farmer's market. But if I want to use them in the winter, I'll have them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw them out.
Yeah.
What I started to do was make a giant pitcher of lemonade, do a blueberry lemonade, use them like ice cubes. That way you have a virgin cocktail, and then people can just...
I'm sorry.
People can just add vodka to the cocktail.
Sure, absolutely.
And that way you have all of your guests covered. Brian, what's wrong?
No, that
Brian
sounds
is
so nice.
Brian with laughter. You'll never come to the vineyard.
No, I will. It sounds delicious. I have to be honest with you. I'm really.
What are you upset about? You're sweating. You're so upset.
What was it? The description of everything?
I think it was just everything.
ASMR.
And just the idea. Just the idea that we went from, with the question was batch cocktails, and we went from Kit Kat pumpkins to how they compare to Pop-Tarts to a batch of blueberries, and we landed at the blueberry lemonade, which sounds delicious.
You are sweating.
I know. It got really bad.
It got. No, I mean, this. You got so upset about all this, you broke into a sweat.
I just got the giggles.
You sure you didn't need a bag of mini eggs? Like
I know,
Paul?
Honestly. No, that actually sounds
I've
terrific.
I've got two sweaty men in my carriage house now who are bursting into the mention of food.
Into hysterics is what happened.
Okay.
No, that sounds delicious.
Let's move on.
Okay.
By the way, I've made myself sick eating this candy.
Oh, sure. You want another glass of water?
I should probably.
You should have another glass
Ron,
of water.
Ron, I feel like you think I'm laughing at you.
Oh, I don't care. As long as you're laughing.
Yeah,
you're enjoying yourself.
I'm just
having
a blast.
I'm certain you're laughing at me.
I'm not.
You're just having a blast. Good.
I'm not laughing.
I hope that means you might come back next week if Paul can't.
I'll be there.
Welcome to Ask Ronna with Ronna.
How dare
and
you?
We'll see who shows up.
Paul.
How dare you?
Okay, our next question. Hi, Rana and Brian. I am a big fan of you both and so excited for this new venture.
Very nice.
Very nice. I'm writing to you from Washington, D.C., where I work in a very high-pressure government job, which generally isn't an issue for me. Okay. But lately, things have taken a turn, and I am sort of in hot water.
Uh-oh.
I stumbled on some information that threatens the very fabric of our democracy and the republic, and instead of keeping quiet, I decided to say something, like an idiot. It's a weird situation. I'm not in trouble with my boss, more my boss's boss's boss. I guess you could sort of say he's all of our bosses, while also being none of our bosses, because technically we are all actually collectively his boss.
This poor person.
Anyway, my question is this. With all this commotion, I decided to get out of town for a few days and booked a trip to Whistler. But now I am thinking I might just blow it all off and stay home under the covers. What would you do if you were me? I prefer to remain anonymous. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah, well,
sounds like a real hot pot he's gotten himself into.
Yeah, this is this is a. I mean, I don't know. I think if you have information, you should eat the change fees and.
You think he should be present for whatever the job requires?
I think so.
Stick around.
I think
Congress wants a word with him.
I had a therapist once.
Okay.
Phyllis. She's the one who told me. She was a real Rana, actually. She's the one who told me.
Well, I'll be sure and take that one way or the other.
No, take it in a good way. She's the one who said when I had to get out, I wanted to get out of work early. This is when I was like an assistant years ago. I said, I don't know what to say, how to get out of it. She goes, just tell them you have a black tie affair.
Yeah.
So great.
She had a number of amazing quotes.
One of which was, so someone at this same job stole my work, stole my writing and put their name on it, who was technically one position ahead of me.
Oh.
And she goes, she said, well, you can't say anything. You know that, right? And I said, why? And she said, because then you'll be a whistleblower. You'll be an informer. Have you seen the movie The Informer? And I was like, no.
The Informant.
And I go, no. And she goes, well, it won Best Picture. And he ended up dead. So if you're willing to risk your life for this, I feel like you should do your job. But if you don't want to die, then I just keep your fucking mouth shut.
Well, snitches get stitches.
Right.
What else did Phyllis tell you? There was some like a sort of self-care thing that you should do.
Oh, she told me to go see Memoirs. Take myself to see Memoirs
That's
of a Geisha.
Right.
Make sure to bring Weight Watchers popcorn.
Yes.
Sit in my seat and have a blast.
Self-care. But
I was a 24-year-old.
Self-care with the undercurrent of you could drop a few pounds.
Yep. You bet.
No movie theater popcorn for you. You should bring your own because you can't trust the points.
And anytime I came in and was like, it's been a week, she'd go, please don't tell me you have HIV. That's what she would say. That's what she'd say.
She said, how many years were you with Phyllis?
As if it would have bothered her more than me.
Yeah.
Years. By the end of it, she was only charging me $20 a session because she just wanted me to come over. She had a gorgeous house in the hills. Yeah.
Wow.
One time we had to do a session through the front gate of her house because it wouldn't open.
Right.
It wouldn't open. And so she was on the other side of it. And she goes, do you mind if we just do the session like this? And I was like, I guess. And so I started talking through the gate.
But now you're standing there.
Yeah.
And is she on an intercom?
No.
She came to the gate.
She came to the gate. She's behind the gate. She has a huge sun hat on. And she's giving me the advice.
Like in Minority Report when they're in the Orchid House?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what's your advice?
Well, you know me. I don't mind eating a change fee.
No, that's true.
It seems to me like this is a particular time in your life. Mm-hmm. You're having a moment, people could say. Mm-hmm. Have you perhaps gotten yourself into a trickier situation than you were hoping for? Welcome to the last 2 years of living in this country.
Sure.
But yeah, I think you need to stay and face the music. And in the meantime, you could sit in a corner for 20 minutes, like Paul suggested to our last caller or whatever.
Yeah, face the wall. Sit in the corner, face the wall.
Shame corner? Isn't that what you told me to
do? Exactly what
yeah.
it was. Yeah. Think about what you've done.
Play cats in the cradle with a piece of string or whatever Paul suggested to make yourself feel better. But I think you need to just stay put. And I also would see if you could talk to your boss. Not your boss's boss's boss, but just your immediate boss.
Yeah.
Whoever's the director of the CIA this week.
Right.
And I would be interested in making sure there were some people that you trusted that were outside of your home. And I'd probably prepare all your own food for the next few months. And I would probably change the pattern of your habits for the next few months.
Different hotel every night.
This isn't advice you asked for, but I'm giving it to you anyway.
Free of charge.
Yeah, you could use a Royal Taster for the next, employ a Royal Taster for the next 3 to 6 months. And my understanding is it would probably be the government's job to cover all of those things. But hang in there. We're all on your side. And I'd say write to us and let us know how it turns out. But we already subscribed to the New York Times.
That's true. We'll find out. We see it all.
Paul.
Guys.
Thank you so much for being here with us
today.
Thank
you. It's always a delight.
The last thing we have to do is our giveaway.
Oh. That's right.
Does Paul know about our giveaway? No. Maybe you could explain it to Paul in the audience.
I'd love to hear about it.
Every week, we pick an item to give away to our favorite question, our favorite comment, and we mail them something that is special.
Sure.
In something that's popping for us in our lives. Something that's either bringing us comfort or a new product we've discovered, or it could be whatever we want.
That's very nice.
I think this week it should be the thing that surprised us all, which is the Pop-Tarts Frosted Pumpkin Pie limited edition.
Limited edition. Says right on the box.
And we'll send them the rest of that box.
You want to send them the rest of the box?
We could pack it with other candy. Or you want to get them a fresh candy.
Box? Oh, we could do a mix-a-plex of the candy. That's true.
A what?
You know, a mix.
What was the other thing you said?
A mix-a-plex.
What's playing at the mix-a-plex?
Isn't that Superman's foe, the little
Remind
guy?
Remind me never get... No, that's...
He says his name backwards?
Mitzelplick.
Okay.
Plixel Kim.
Well, you can understand that confusion.
Plixel Kim.
I don't get... What's Plixel Kim?
Plixel Kim. He's Rumpelstiltskin.
You have to trick him into saying his own name backwards, and that banishes him.
He's a mischief maker. Everybody knows I hate a mischief maker. He arrives from another dimension.
The little guy
he comes
wears
in,
a purple
he turns
derby.
Everything upside down.
Yeah.
And the only way to get rid of him is to get him to say his own name back.
Fantasy Island.
Which, of course, he's not going to do.
Do you remember? Hervé Leger.
Fantasy Island.
He had to say his own name backwards.
He did. The Shelley Duvall Rumpelstiltskin. Do you remember Shelley Duvall did?
Yeah, I did. Fairy Tale Theater.
Hervé Leger. Is that his name?
Hervé Villachez.
That guy.
Villachez.
He played Rumpelstiltskin in Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, somebody had
I want to. I want your firstborn child.
Yeah,
that's what
I give
say.
You. Yeah, I give you your gold.
You must get off of this. Get off of this loom. I need some space.
You must give me your firstborn daughter.
Yeah, that's what he did. A great job.
I heard the movie was good. Did people see it?
What movie?
My Dinner with Hervé.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I'm curious to see it. I heard it was not that good.
Oh well, then I guess it wasn't. So, in any event. What we'll do is send a Halloween mix to somebody.
So who's getting it?
That seems like a crappy gift, doesn't it?
You're the one who suggested it.
Well, Halloween will be over by then, and they will have eaten all the kids.
Well, then
candy.
How about
we
this?
Can rush this out today? I mean, if you said to
how about the La Roche-Posay 30 SPF?
You're
sunscreen.
Getting the Pop-Tarts and you're getting a sunscreen.
All right, perfect. And who's getting it?
Who's getting it, Paul? Who's your top pick for this week?
Do you know, I have to say, I think it might be our friend Christy.
49.
Yeah. You know what? She could use the sunscreen. A, she should be wearing one every day anyway. And B, she's now living in a very sunny climate.
That's right.
It's too bad she wasn't living in Boston because then you wouldn't have to pay the extra postage.
To be honest, well, I'm not worried about money, Brian.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you,
that was embarrassing for you.
It was, I guess.
I mean, also if we send it priority mail,
but to send
the same
Pop-Tarts long distance,
it's the same pack. It's the same postage whether it goes to one town over or across the country.
That's true.
I'm not sure about, I don't think that's true.
Well, it is.
No, that is true.
It's called priority mail.
Yeah,
it's a box. Fill it. It can be a certain amount of pounds.
And it's the government's priority to get money wherever they can, Paul.
That is good. Why are you... We're turning against each other.
Oh, well, you know what? Now I got to find a new host altogether. Because I can't have this kind of tension around when we're trying to help people. But actually, this is a perfect giveaway for Christy because she's going to get a few sweet candies to make herself feel better. Mm-hmm. And what she doesn't know in California is that nobody comes to your door on Halloween.
That's true.
She'll probably already have eaten herself sick with all of that. But... the sunscreen will be a real help. And it's a sunscreen Brian and I are both using, We're both a big fan.
La Roche.
Yeah.
You can go to at, are you at PF Tompkins? Is that
That's
it?
Correct.
At PF Tompkins. Across all media?
Across all media.
He's repped across the board at PF Tompkins.
And no one has a more entertaining Instagram than PF Tompkins.
That's true.
Thank you very much, Rhonda. That's very
and
nice
I
of
know,
you to say.
I don't know how hard or naturally it comes to you, but it is a absolute blast to
He's got
you.
Quips, really jingles, parodies.
He's doing Vines. He's
doing a TikTok. He's doing a Snapchat.
TikToks.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Half a million subscribers just for that.
Please send us your comments, but send us your emails to askrana@gmail.com.
And we're at AskRana everywhere else.
And you can DM us if you want to.
Hell yeah.
DMs are open.
And come to the DMs are open.
Slide on.
And come to Instagram, and you'll see a list of all the fabulous things we talked about on this week's episode.
Sure.
And some fun pictures too, probably. I don't know. That's between you, Song, and Martina.
Have a scary weekend.
Be safe for Halloween. Don't eat any razor blades.
Register to vote.
Make your monthly nod.
You know what, Brian?
I'm sorry.
No, you want to show? You know
it's,
what?
No, I know.
It's you, the, Song, you can stop recording.
It's the candy.
You want to talk about this?
No, I don't.
Because we could talk about
it. No, it's
it.
The candy got me a little too hyped up, I think. And I do want to apologize. Uh-huh. I think I went a little far today.
I think you did, too.
I'm sorry. It's only episode 2.
Well, might be episode last.
Do you have any of those frozen blueberries left?
How dare you? You're not going to get on my good side by asking for frozen blueberries. It's not going to happen. Blueberries.
You know what? The next time I'm back in town.
Blueberries.
I hope you start sweating. You didn't eat your donut yet either. kiss, kiss. So, Brian, first of all, I want to thank you for hoovering up all of this terrific Halloween candy.
I ate the Pop-Tarts.
You weren't shy.
I ate the Reese's. I ate the Kit Kat. The only thing I stayed away from was the Cadbury Harvest Mix.
Which was the only thing I indulged in.
It's true.
So there we are. I think as a nice way to make up for the little bit of friction we had. Can we say that during the episode?
I am embarrassed.
Well, you should be double embarrassed because I have a gift for you, but I don't want to tell you once you start acting like such a complete candy stack raving mad sugar monster.
I did lose it. I really lost it. I'm so sorry.
If I was your mother, I would have sent you to your room.
I understand.
Oh, just to take
good
a
luck
little
keeping
nap
me in there
with a pitcher of water. Pitcher of water
I would
and
have,
some manacles to get you.
I was going to say I would have broken through the glass.
Like Joe Kool-Aid. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know I love Joe Kool-Aid.
Oh, he's the best.
Who's better?
Nope.
Well, he's just a pitcher of sugar water.
Feels great about
slams
himself.
Slams through a brick wall and makes sure every kid is doing what they shouldn't do, which is be drinking flavored sugar for a living.
Not one good thing about that.
In any event, I did bring you. We were in London together, and then I saw the Fortnum & Mason does a famous hamper that people give out at Christmas.
Like a laundry hamper.
Like a laundry hamper. It's such a funny thing. I mean, these people, you know, they have to do everything their way.
You got me a laundry hamper?
You'd get it.
Oh.
Can I finish?
I'm sorry.
Or
yes.
Are you still worried? Is the sugar still working its way through your veins?
No, please finish.
A hamper. It comes at Christmas time if you're very fancy. It comes with a bottle of something and of some beautiful comestibles. Some sort of a dip or a cookie or it's like what you think of as a William Sonoma basket or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Sure, yeah.
And then instead of a basket, it's a hamper.
So at the
think
end,
of
you,
it
do,
that
you,
way.
You put your lawn dirty clothes in it when you're done with it.
You do.
Okay.
If you're me, you put maybe an Hermes saddle blanket or you know maybe you put some. Extra shoes in there that you're not using.
Yeah.
Or you could use it actually as a planter if you wanted to. It would look cute if you opened it and then you put plants inside of it. In any event, they did a special limited edition just for Halloween. Halloween's not really a big holiday over there, but they're getting more into it. And they did a limited edition hamper. So cute in black and orange. And when I saw it, I had to just give it to every person I could think of. And you were also someone I thought of. And so I want to present you with this gorgeous F&M hamper. And I'd like to recommend you don't open it now. We can show people on the Instagram what's inside of it. But what I don't need is you eating any more chocolate.
I mean, honestly, I think I need to cancel my afternoon and go take a nap.
Well, first drink 4 gallons of water.
You suck. We can't take the flight out today. We're going to have to stay the night.
That's between you and you, Song. Okay. However you get back to Hollywood, you could probably fly there on the amount of visits you do.
Just
have.
Hand me a broom
on your
and I'll
broom,
take
we'll
off.
We'll take you to Salem. You're staying in Salem anyway in Hawthorne. At the Hawthorne.
It's
pick
true.
Up a broom and fly
I'll
home.
I'll fly us home.
All right. In any event, happy Halloween.
You too, Rhonda.
I absolutely adored seeing you.
I love seeing you.
Please, I'll be unplugging while I'm at the Vineyard. So don't call me or text me or anything like that, because even if I see it, I'm not going to respond.
Okay, well, I'll probably text you happy Halloween on the day and send
okay,
you
well,
like
I'll respond
few...
on November 1st.
Okay, well, then we'll call it square about today's friction.
Why?
Well, because you
I've
won't text me right
you
back.
In advance.
No, I know, but then it'll
it won't be
even.
It's not a slight if you know it's coming.
Well, I consider it a slight to not text someone on a national
you're
holiday.
You're just looking
no, I'm just
out.
Saying, so then we'll call it even. I'll get the hamper and you won't have texted me back.
Oh, so you get a hamper and I get nothing.
Well, no, I mean...
Except my own boundaries, which I've already very clearly stated.
You're a winner. I'll bring you something wonderful from Hollywood.
I adore you. Bring
I adore
me something
you too.
From Hollywood the next time you come.
You got it.
All right, kiss.